4. The elevator. Visconti's vision in architecture, interiors, and cinema. Can an elevator tell a story about a way of seeing the world? When Luchino Visconti arrived at La Colombaia, he transformed it. He personally chose the furnishings and involved the architect Giorgio Pes. He wanted a house that is never truly finished. The floors came from ancient villas in Campania. Antique objects arrived from London and Paris. On the walls, Klimt and Matisse. And then there is the elevator, external in iron and coloured glass. As it rises, it opens onto an immense landscape, carrying him directly to his private rooms. In Visconti's films and theatre, places are never mere settings. They are symbolic worlds reconstructed with almost obsessive care. On stage, they become spaces that belong to reality and yet stand apart from it. In cinema, they reflect society itself, the refined decay of the aristocracy, and the emergence of new popular worlds. La Colombaia is the essence of this vision, an elegance that survives decline, a taste that is neither nostalgic nor nihilistic. And that elevator, perhaps, exists for this very reason, to look at one's own world from above, a personal world, a secret one, suspended between truth and representation.